Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Huygen. She is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. People probably are going to guess that we're going to talk about something related to this whole situation that's going on with the court. Now I can't even say it, and I've said it so much. Anyhow, our pandemic that's going on, and we're going to talk mostly about food. So let's first talk about something that's a little farther out and maybe a little easier to talk about, and that's farmers markets. What's going to happen to the farmers markets?
Sure. Well, Ron, you're asking a question that a whole lot of people across the country are asking right now. And Iowa is still trying to decide what farmers markets will look like for this summer. I will say that the Cass County markets, the market in Anita, Atlantic, and Produce in the Park, are hopeful that they're going to be open this summer. Might look a little bit different as we think about social distancing. We might not be gathering in the Atlantic City Park in the same way that we did last year. But the markets are really trying to make sure that they're going to be open this year. I do know that I manage Produce in the Park, and I've talked with a number of growers who are definitely planting right now, and they're planting even more than before. So I think one way or another, we're going to get local food this summer, but hopefully one of those ways will be through farmers markets.
And we can't say too much about how great it is to have locally produced food available rather than having to go to the market. And thank goodness for markets, but wouldn't it be great to have more locally produced food from our farmers markets?
Yes, exactly. And I am hoping that we're going to see a little uptick in locally produced food this summer in Cass County.
All right. I know that you will keep us informed as things go along and those dates get closer. Of course, the Produce the Park had planned to start the first Thursday in June, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see if that happens. And you'll keep us up to date, I'm sure, Brigham. Because in addition to your job as Cass County Wellness Coordinator, you also are, as you said, the market manager for Produce the Park, but you're also supportive of the other markets in Cass County. So let's talk about another kind of newer project that we're working on that we're just beginning, but going to hear more about. And that's called Grow Another Row Cass County. What does that mean, Brigham?
Yes, I am really excited about this project. So this project is being kicked off by a group that's part of Healthy Cass County. And it's a subgroup that's focusing on local foods and access. And this year, they are going to launch a campaign. You'll probably see news about it in the next week, called Grow Another Row Cass County, which encourages local gardeners and farmers to plant just a little more food this summer so that we can share it with other people, our neighbors, donate it. We have multiple reasons. So what we're trying to say is, hey, just squeeze in a little more food in what you're growing there. Expand just a little more, and then this group is going to work to make sure that you've got ways to safely share it and donate it to others who might be in need this summer.
Okay. And then making that connection is kind of that's a challenge. And as you said, you know, in the past, there are a lot of growers who always grow more than they need and have shared it with others. But this will be a little more organized. And if you still have extra besides what you give to your neighbors, how do you do that? That one of the things that's going to be included.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what this challenge is. We know that a lot of times people do have that extra produce and there's not always a place to put it. So not only are we encouraging folks to grow more, but we are saying, hey, we're going to be responsible for organizing spaces that growers can drop off produce and ways that that produce can be effectively moved quickly to the people who might want it. So, different options might include something like advertising to kids who are picking up free lunches at school, saying, hey, if you go over to this location, you can also grab some extra free produce. Or advertising to folks who go to food pantries, saying, hey, there's additional free produce available at X location. And we're not exactly sure what those locations are going to be yet, but we do have a broad base that are working on this project, people from all across the county. So by the time that food is grown and ready to be eaten, we expect to have some pretty good answers.
And you know, when I was sort of thinking about this earlier, I'm thinking, you know, traditionally, when we talk about growing extra, a lot of people plant their potatoes on Good Friday. That's almost here. So if you can't grow a whole another row, just grow a couple hills more.
Yes.
Get those in.
That's great.
And, of course, you can plant potatoes after that, too. I am always amazed at the people who go out, no matter what the weather, and plant their potatoes on Good Friday. And I always go, good for them. That's traditionalists are going, I'm going to do this. And often, most times, they're successful. So let's talk about then another source of food, an ongoing source has been there for a long time. Let's talk about food pantries and other perhaps access to foods. And I want to start off with your telling us about the reorganized New to More People Facebook page where you can share information. So what's that called? How do we get to it? What should we expect to see there?
Yes. Okay. So the Cass County Food Policy Council decided to use a Facebook page that was Farmers Markets of Cass County. It's now called Cass County, Iowa Local Foods, Farmers Market, and Food Access. And the purpose of that page is to say, hey, we have a lot of local food and food access and farmers markets related updates in Cass County. We want folks to be able to get all of that information, not just information on farmers markets. So on that new Facebook, again, it's Cass County, Iowa, Cass County, Iowa, local food, farmers markets, and food access. We are now sharing information on the four main food pantries in Cass County. Previously, those pantries didn't have a Facebook presence, and I've been working with them, and they are happy to have us providing that information on Facebook. So we are sharing a lot of information about pantries on there lately. All four pantries are expanding the number of people they're serving right now. A lot of volunteers are stepping up. They're needing more donations. They're receiving more donations. They're changing how things look today. Again, with a lot of the social distancing changes, most of the pantries want folks to stay outside of the pantry when they come. And a lot of this is now in a streamlined kind of drive-through fashion where you might not necessarily hang out and choose different items, but just grab a box and go.
It's been a challenge for all of them, but the good thing I think about our food pantries is they have been in the business of supplying food for quite a few years in all of these towns in Atlantic, of course, has been, I'm not sure how many years, maybe you've found that out, Griswold and Anita and Cumberland, right?
Cumberland.
Yes.
That's correct.
So they've had that background experience, but now it's a whole new world for everybody, and they're really trying to step up and fill some voids and, as you say, do some changes that will make it better and easier. What about in the past? We've had drives where people donate food, canned food, other kinds of food to these food pantries. They may be concerned about how much food they're going to have. How do we help the food pantries try to have as much food as they need?
Yes. So donating that food continues to be helpful. But I would really say the best thing you can do is give money. The pantries can then purchase the items they need most, which in some cases is going to be things like toilet paper, eggs, whatnot, that they can't really get ahead of time on the eggs. So again, on our Facebook page, there's information with the address of each pantry where you can send a check to the pantry. That is the most efficient way to donate to them. Then they can get exactly what they need. Now, I know that some folks really want to give actual items. If you do, again, I'm going to say all four pantries can definitely use paper products such as toilet paper. But the pantries don't necessarily want to accept the full range of non-perishable food items that they did in the past. So, again, on this page, there's information, for example, on what items the Atlantic Pantry is now looking for. I mentioned they're doing a streamlined box instead of allowing folks to choose from a wide range of items just to help move people through so there's not that social contact right now.
Okay, so I'm just going to mention, because we're almost out of time, canned soups are always good. Always canned soups are great if you really want to donate something. But remember that money. Remember to go to the Facebook page to find the address if you don't know what it is. And I'm going to say this several times, Brigham. You go to, on your Facebook, Cass County, Iowa, Local Food, Farmers Markets, and Food Access. The good thing is, once you've gotten that in there correctly, the next time you go, you probably just need to put Cass County Food Access or Food Pantries or something shorter. But Cass County, Iowa, Local Food, Farmers Markets, and Food Access. And check it out. We want to thank you very much, Brigham Hoik, for all of the work you're doing, and thank you for visiting with us this morning.
And great. Thanks so much, LaVon.
You bet. We've been talking about serious stuff, so I hope until next time this will bring you a chuckle. They said a mask and gloves were enough to go to the grocery store. They lied. Everyone else had clothes.